Hi, Kate. Now
Hi.
it works.
Hi, Gail. How you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Good.
I am at 8 days of the peel, and it was much nicer than the process after microneedling. So,
Oh, great.
how it's going? Still molting a little, but it wasn't bad enough that I felt like I was fine to go to church and lead the service. Of course, the place is a little. But yeah, otherwise, we are doing well. How about you?
We're good. My the you might have seen the posting that I did of the tree with those little things up the tree, and I asked if it was fair a fairy ladder. Well, that tree fell over last night from the base, and it was a pretty big tree. I think it was in the street and somebody moved it. That's the direction it fell.
Thank
And the
goodness.
landlord came by to talk about it. And I told him I had a 1 o'clock appointment, and he's a real talker. So I had to push him out the door at the last minute. He's been here for half an hour, but anyway, I was so sorry to see that tree fall because I
Oh,
know it
yeah.
was home to many, It was completely hot. Well, it fell. I mean, because it was, yeah. But his first question to me was, "Do you think that's in the park side?" I don't think so. I didn't even answer that question because no, it really looks to me like it's on this property. But anyway, well, I'm glad that you feel good about the skin. You look great. You look, but you always look great.
Thank you. I love your bangs.
Oh, thanks. It's humid today. I curled this stuff yesterday and I curled it today. And well, you see, well, this is like the humidity's too high. So I shouldn't have even bothered with it, but I wanted to see what it would look like. But the bangs stay good. I don't have to do something with them every day, which I was afraid I would, but I don't have to. So that's been really cool. I'm really happy with them. Thank you. Okay, so did you have an opportunity this past week? I know you've been busy, but how have you had an opportunity to be moving into that space and holding it of your heaven on earth?
I'm getting better at catching. I had a few opportunities where I remembered, and I'm definitely getting better at catching myself being in the stress mode because it's like before, well, it's almost like before my retreat, but like you said, the energy contracts after it expands. But it's been hectic, you know, and I don't like hectic. It's not good for me.
Yeah.
I'm trying to lighten my load, but it's a challenge. But I spent 2 hours on my desk last week on a co-working session and sorted everything out and got a lot of my recycle bin was full, and at least things are where I can get to them to process them. So I'm
Oh,
working on
that's
dog
great.
invoices today.
Oh, good. Good. Good for you. That's
And let me
awesome.
show you. It's graduation and honor society season. So this was a card to
Ooh.
the neighbor graduating from college.
Wow.
And my niece is graduating from college. I think the card for that is. Oh, this is the card for my great niece graduating from college.
Wow.
And then I did a little. Anyway, I've been having fun with that. I'm getting a little organizing done on that. So.
Good deal. So, do you think that the clutter, maybe the desk not being as clear as you want, the crafting area not being as clear as you want, that energy of possibly stagnant energy,
Yeah.
how is that affecting you?
I am sure it's affecting me on a level that's been pretty consistent, and it's been there so long I'm not even aware of it. Wait, what's going on, sweetheart? Oh, okay. Well,
Do
let's stay
you
away from that.
Do you need to handle something?
No, he's. I pulled him away and I'm petting him now.
Okay.
He's just curious.
Yes, he
He's curious.
is.
So, like, I have made some progress on the desk, both desks, and, what you doing, sweetheart? Wanna come say hi? Wanna come say hi? Why don't you come say hi? Huh? Wanna say hi? Wanna come say hi? So it's a case of staying optimistic and plugging away, and celebrating the progress instead of focusing on how much is left to do. And staying super busy is not helpful because I'm not in the flow when I'm feeling rushed. So I'm, being in reactive mode is never good.
So when you feel that that anxiety, that pressure, are you able to take those moments and infuse those feelings with love energy to transform them?
All I've remembered so far is to take deep breaths, but
Okay. Well, I really want to su suggest and support you to do that. You
yeah,
know, I think you and I.
it's got to be excellent. I don't know why I don't remember it in the moment.
Maybe, you know what? Maybe make some sticky notes or some big papers of some kind of beautiful picture that helps to remind you of being in that love vibration so that you're seeing it around your house. Just a thought. You know,
That's a
last week you
good
and I had talked about the pieces and parts of the of fear that they're like lodged in crevices that we're overlooking when we infuse love into an experience. Last week, I was seeing all of that so clearly. It was almost like fissures in a foundation of fear. And so long as they're infused with love, then they become a solid foundation of love. But when they're not, it's like water in a crack and it freezes. And then it's making a bigger crack and a bigger crack and a bigger crack.
Wow, that's a
And that my guides were showing me that. It's not like I came up there with that on my own. But they were showing me that, and I was like, oh my gosh, because you know, we think that we're doing everything we can, but yet we're still having this anxiety comes up, or these feelings, or these thought processes that, oh my God, I got rid of that, 2 years ago. Why is it coming up now? Why am I feeling this? And then being able to see that there was just, there's just enough of it left. That now, with more light that's coming in, it's being revealed. And it's not to punish us, it's to say, hey, look at me. You really want to get rid of me? Transform me to love. I don't like feeling this anxiety either. This morning when I was doing my moving into, you wake up and you have those first thoughts and you're working at raising your vibration, whether you've had a bad dream or you've whatever it is, you're getting ready for the day and ooh, I want to move my vibration up higher. And I was talking with my guides and they said, how much love can you broadcast out today? Yeah, that's what I thought. That's how I felt. It was, whoa, that's a whole different perspective of life. Because, I'm sitting there trying working at raising my vibration. Well, if my focus isn't on raising my own vibration, but on broadcasting out love, well, that love's got to be there first. And it just starts happening. And then it's really easy to look at, okay, well, what am I going to do today? Well, I know I'm going to fix breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So infusing that with love. And what do you think about when you're fixing a meal?
Yeah. Are you putting energy and blessings into the food, or are you worrying about what's going on and being distracted? Yeah.
I have discovered that I get into a thinking and feeling of the past of whatever it was. Whether it was good or bad, or I'm thinking about it with no emotional charge at all, I'm still not thinking about what do I want in my future or
Yeah.
infusing love into my food. When I had the other magic, oh my God, I'll never forget this. Fred and I had a disagreement about his mother, and I was really not happy. And I was making Magic's food, and I was, replaying the conversation in my head, and I was pissed, man. And I put his food down there, and he walked over to his food, and then he backed up and sat down, and he wouldn't touch it. There was no way he was going to eat it. Thank God, really, because I put all that anger into his food. I had to throw the food out, wash my hands, get in a better state of mind, better energy, and pull out more food and make food for him, and then he ate it. But I thought, oh my God, I just did that to him, and I do that with what am I thinking about while I'm making my own food? So when I was in bed thinking, okay, well, I know there's three things that I'm going to do today. I'm going to fix three different meals, and infusing that with love. I know Magic's going to the groomers, so infusing the groomer with love and the experience there. And I was going to go into the grocery store and seeing about getting a top blade shoulder, whatever those roasts are. And they're going on sale tomorrow, so they asked me if I could come back tomorrow. Things
Nice.
like that. Small town grocery store, right? And they're going to cut my roast because they have to cut them because I'm the only one who asked for them. And he's going to have them cut and put back for me with my name on it. Just come in and get it whenever tomorrow. Yeah. There are reasons you moved to a small town. But so thinking about the things you know you're going to do today, and it's easier to infuse all of that with love energy when you know when you're thinking, I'm broadcasting this love out. It's not that, and what for me that's what tipped the scales because, like you and I have talked last week about feeling like I wasn't quite getting there. Well, my angels and guides were showing me a different perspective to get there. How much love can I broadcast out today? Funny thing was, when I went to the groomers, her boys were there because, they're out of school. And I think they're 10 and 8. These boys are just dolls and so
Aww.
sweet, so sweet. They're riding their bikes, which, man, I don't know if I could let them do that, but that's I got to have my finger on everything. But they're out there. She's inside with the door closed. They're out there riding their bikes in this big area. But anyway, one of them saw me pull up, and he came over because he really likes Magic. And Magic's having a fit in the car. And I got out of the car and he's going, "Hi, Magic." And I said, did you hear him barking? That's because he's so excited to see your mom. I said, he loves your mom. He goes, "I love Magic because he's so soft." And then I knew they got new bicycles at Easter. So I said something about his bike. So he's showing me his whole bike, and I'm getting down there looking at it and telling him how awesome it was. And I'm feeling the love coming through me. Working at being kind. You're like that all the time. You're always kind to everybody. But I went further and did the effort. Because I knew his mom was waiting for us, but I thought, I'm sure she'll be okay if I take these few moments with her son. And then the other one, so when I was I picking him up? Oh no, it was before I left. The other one had a crash. So his brother, the one I'd been talking to, he comes in and says he needed a rag because the other one had a crash. And she said, "Well, have him come in and wash his hands because he scraped his hands." So he comes in there and he, "Oh, it's all right, but it's stinging, you know." I said, "Well, let me see." And I said, "I might have some stuff in the truck that we could put on that." He goes, "Oh, it'll be okay. It was just barely scratched." But it felt so good to no pressure on, I got to be somewhere else, and taking the actual time to look at, to talk to, And then when I came outside, his new bike was sitting there. So we went over his new bike and how awesome it was. And you don't even think, well, like I say, you're kind to everybody. So I know you already do all of this. But if the first thing in the morning, if you start thinking about how I can broadcast out more love and thinking about who you're going to be with and what you're going to be doing, and then the unexpected things that come up, like the landlord showing up at the door, I figured he would because the tree fell over and I let them know about it. But listening to everything they have to say, I have a whole different energy today, which I'm really happy about. But it is a whole different perspective in how much love can I broadcast out today? Because you have to be in the love. You can't be in anxiety and be broadcasting out love.
I was so tired yesterday that I just kept thinking I was going to do something, and then it's like, no, I need to rest today. I need to, and it was like all day long. I need to rest. I was so tired.
And were you able to?
Yeah, and I just need to do that on Mondays. I don't know what it is about about church on Sunday, but I need Monday off to rest. And
So I
yeah.
know that you hold energy at the church. I know you do. Do you infuse everything with love? I know you guys do a blessing and a prayers and all those, but before you go in, do you infuse all of it with love?
I need to remember to do that. If I did that, like while I'm in the car or before I get in the before I leave, I'm sure I would be better. Because I'm usually like, okay, it's time to go. Have I got the programs? Have I got everything I need? And so I'm in work mode.
Because I'm wondering if there could be some energy draining happening.
Oh, I think there is.
So
I don't. Do you think it's people sucking it from me, or do you think
I don't know how.
it's just I'm pushing out too much?
I think it's got to be taking it, because if you're infusing everything with love, we don't get tired. It's
And I don't feel like that when I'm there. It's like a high.
okay.
But then once I get home, it's like,
Well, see, you're in. See, that's okay. Well, now that's a really good. Thank you for sharing that, because like when I do a class, I have that same kind of experience, a high. Now, if I when I'm doing a class online like this, I don't usually have that whoosh at the end. I'm still flying around, after the class is over. But if I, when you do things,
in person.
yeah, in person, I have to be careful. I have to be really careful because I'm trying to think of the, I do it automatically, but I'm trying to feel through the experience of it. Well, I know you're comfortable there. Do you, is there ever, I know there's a couple of people on the board that have their work learning to work better together. So during the church experience, are you on the lookout for any of that engagement going a little sideways?
I'm kind of monitoring all the energy for everyone. One of the people who was there years ago and hasn't been back in decades has been coming regularly. She had a new grandson born very prematurely, didn't make it, and yesterday was the memorial service, so she had to bail out early. So, yeah, I'm kind of monitoring. There's only like, well, there were 24 people, so I almost know something about every one of them.
I would guess there's your drain right there.
Okay.
There's your drain. So if you infuse the people, everybody you know who's going to be there, and then maybe ask your angels and guides to help you infuse everybody that's new or that you didn't know was be there with that love energy. It'll help, it should help protect you from that drainage. And just, and asking them to surround you, with that diamond steel force field and energy shield and protecting your energy inside, the keep sustaining the love vibration. It sure couldn't hurt. And you may look at give that a try the first Sunday, and then if some and ask your angels and guides to show you if there's anything different or better that you can do. That's what I was asking this morning, was what can I do better than just working at raising my vibration and infusing everything with love? Because last week I'm seeing all these places that I haven't been infusing with love. I thought I was, but I really wasn't, because I wasn't, observation, that act of observation, that changes everything. And you
Yeah,
like
it does.
you know what the inside of the church looks like. So if you're infusing the inside of that church, and even before you leave home, before you even get out of bed, you're going to church, so you know you're going to get in the car, so you're infusing the car with love, you're infusing the travel with love. And being inside the church and seeing that, it doesn't take very long. I mean, it does take a few minutes, to go through the process in your mind and to see it. But that act of observation and infusing everything with love energy, it changes things. Like I think I mentioned to you last week, I was sitting over on the other part of the room, but I'm envisioning infusing my workspace here with love. And I hadn't actually done that. I'd been infusing my work, but my workspace, my computer, being on the internet and observing that, it changes the energy. And that helps you to then move beyond the 3D. And being able to go, okay, oh, like you're working on the dog receipts. So you know you're going to be doing that, so you're infusing all of that with love, all the way to depositing the check, because it only takes a moment or two longer. Okay, so I've got everything done, everything's filled out, I've submitted it, the check is here, and here's the deposit in my account.
It's actually direct deposit. So
Okay,
it's
so
like pop it pops up as a lovely surprise.
there you go. And you know what that feels like, because it's happened before.
Isn't sweetie?
But the thing is about moving beyond the 3D, when we're sitting there in, what we feel like our heaven on earth is going to be like, whatever aspect of our life that we're looking at for that experience, if we don't know exactly what it's going to be, but we know what we want it to feel like, oh, is he okay?
Yeah, he was whining. I don't know why. We'll distract him a little bit. Yeah. Good boy.
Do you think he needs to go out?
No, but you have a potty box. He may be telling
Oh,
me
that's
he
right.
used it.
Oh.
Sometimes he does that. Yeah. Sometimes he's just bored. They had a walk. I thought he was tired, but sometimes it just charges them up. Remembering, that's the biggest thing, is being in the moment and remembering.
But the more we do it, and the more we can set something that to
Mind.
help remind us, but when you can sit in those moments of, I don't know what my heaven on earth really looks like, but I know what I want it to feel like, and you're sitting there in those feelings, and especially like, being with your at your cousin's place or at the retreat, you're able to feel that. And the more you dive into those feelings, then you'll start to have thoughts of what matches that energy for your life.
I have an amazing rose on my counter. It's this big around, and it opens up to just amazing. But it's a very slow opener, and it has the scent that's just amazing. And every time I pass that part of the kitchen counter, it's like
I love that. I love that.
So I need those things all around the house.
There you
Something
go.
that evokes that, like that.
That reminds me when I was meeting with my master teacher Ezra once, the very one of the first times. And when I went, because he sits over this plateau and there's these chairs there that were these big like cube chairs we sit in, and he was already sitting there waiting for me. And I get up there and he's smoking a cigar. Did I tell you about this?
You may have, but I don't remember the details.
So he's smoking a cigar and I'm like, I don't like cigars. And I'm like, a cigar? Really? Are you serious? And he goes, take a big whiff. And it smelled like stargazer lilies. The smoke smelled like stargazer lilies, which are just, I mean, those flowers are heaven on earth right there.
Yeah.
So I totally get that being able to walk by and smell that is just, I mean, it takes your whole body into a whole new realm of that bliss, that
Yeah.
bliss. So what could you do
I
to
have
bring
things
that
like that all
fragrance?
around the house. It's just stopping and interacting with them.
Well, do that. Make the effort to do that, because they don't live very long. The fragrance dies, the flower dies, and to be able to enjoy every moment of it.
Yeah, like it's lovely when I have roses all over the house. In the
Oh, I bet.
bathrooms, on the kitchen table,
Wow.
all around.
That must be amazing.
It
'Cause you'd
is.
have that fragrance all over.
And my roses have smell. They're not the hybrid teas that don't have any smell. They have smell.
Oh, that's awesome.
What are you doing? Get out of there. Get out of there. Don't chew on that puzzle. You are bored, aren't you, sweetie? Yes, you are bored. Okay, I gotta get another one of these. It's been chewing puzzle boxes. Sorry.
Oh no, that's okay. That's okay. Do you need to do something else for him to help him not be bored?
Come here, sweetheart. William, come here, sweetie. Come on. Come here. I know you just got the wiggles, huh? Come on back up. Come on back up. Let's give you some more attentions. Let's give you
Look,
some more.
Maggie. Look, there's William. Magic's wiped out. He's so exhausted from going to the groomers. And
And
we
if I
stuck.
have the roses all around, at least I'd get in the habit of that.
That would be really good. And then even to, wherever you're sitting when you have your eyes closed, to be thinking about what they smell like and
Yeah.
it and moving into that you can smell them. And they're not even around. That'll be really powerful to help move you back into that love vibration. Just,
And scent is a really good trigger for moving into memories, good memories.
good memories. Yeah. Good. Oh, I love it. I love it.
I don't know if I've told you, but I've been trying to get reacquainted with my roses. I really haven't spent much time with them since the dogs were born. And I pulled up the spreadsheet. At the time I last updated the spreadsheet, I had 86 roses. I now have 74. So a
Wow.
bunch of them have died. And I don't know which ones, so I'm trying to get reacquainted with them this year.
Oh my gosh, that'd be lovely. So do some of them, are some of them like the long stem, or
I
how do
have
those work?
two regular climbers and one miniature climber that only gets to be about 5 feet tall. The other two will get as tall as you let them, and I have them on fences pegged down so that they grow sideways, and then the little branches come up, and that's what the blooms are.
Oh, wow.
But they haven't really been cared for very well. And then I have something like 20 miniatures scattered in, mixed in, and then there's one bed that's all miniatures, and then the rest of them are bushes.
Oh, wow. Wow, your backyard must smell amazing.
It does. It does.
Well, that's great. So, will you be able to, well, I guess depending on the weather, how much time you'll be actually be able to spend outside?
Well, part of the problem is still the dogs just hate it when I'm outside. That's pretty much why I quit working there. And if I'm in the backyard with them, it's like I've got to keep an eye on what they're getting into.
Okay.
So,
Well, what if they were on a leash with one of those twisty things that goes in the ground so that they were right there with you? They wouldn't be able to wander. Would they
that's
be
a possibility.
content?
I could actually put them on a long leash and tie it to the deck support
Oh, okay.
rather than putting it in the grass. And this year and last year, there haven't been too many rabbits. One of the things is they like to get the rabbit droppings, and that's really
Oh,
not good for them.
yeah.
So, I haven't seen so many rabbits. But yeah, we just need to spend more time out there so that they're used to it, and I get that time.
Is the deck covered?
No.
Okay.
And it gets morning sun.
Oh,
So
okay.
there
So
is
if it
some
was.
shade in the afternoon.
So if it was in the afternoon, they could actually stay on the deck while you were with the roses, maybe. Or would they not agree with that?
I don't think they'd be happy with that, but we oftentimes Mary will stay on the deck because she doesn't, William kind of bullies her, so she may just stay up there. But I've been taking them out on leashes together so that there isn't an opportunity for him to pounce on her. Because he would go out first, and then he'd kind of jump her when she went down the steps from the deck.
Oh, is he playing?
Yeah, but it got nasty one time. I mean, last fall they got into a real brawl, and
Oh, wow.
they were both in cones for a while.
Oh, no. Wow, that had to have been scary.
Yeah, I wasn't there to see it, but I was on, unfortunately. They were on they're on leashes, and I let them go so that I can drag them apart if I need to. I was on the other side of the yard, and it took me a few seconds to get there when they were fighting, so they got more damage than they would have been if I was there. But
Wow.
I don't know if Mary just got tired of being picked on, or William had the groomer had left the cotton balls in his ears, and one of the vet techs thinks that she surprised him, and he snapped. That could have been it, and there's no way to know.
Right. Wow.
But it took him. They had to shave his face, and it took just the last couple months. All the coats, all his coat has grown out on his face. So,
Oh my goodness. Wow. Well, you just never know. That could been it, or like you say, he might have been a little bit more aggressive than she wanted him to be, and she finally said no more. That could have been something too. Wow. Well, I'm glad that he's better now.
Anyway, I can go work out in the front for a few minutes. And that's really all I mean, 20 minutes is probably all I want to do. But if I deadhead one rose bush every day, then they stay under control.
It's funny, flowers and deadheading, it's important to do that, right?
Well, I mean, they're okay without it. Most of them will form hips.
And what is a hip?
The rose hip, it's a seed pod and it's full of vitamin C. If you've ever heard of rose hip tea,
Okay, yeah, I've heard of that.
and the that's how naturally they form, they propagate.
Oh, okay.
The birds will
Okay.
eat them and spread the seeds, but only the roses that open wide get pollinated by the bees. So it's only those that make the seed, the rose hips.
Okay. There's, the chocolate iris that I told you about. Well, it's got this pod on one of them. Is that what that is? Is that seeds in there?
It's probably a seed pod, yeah.
Because I felt of it just a few minutes ago when I had Magic out when we got back from the groomers. I felt of it and it's hard. And I thought, I wondered if that was some kind of seed pod or because
It might
now
be.
they're bulbs, right? I mean, irises are bulbs. So is that a bulb?
No, it would, if it's a seed pod and you planted it, it would turn into bulbs.
Oh, okay. Okay. I
Because
just.
that's how like grape hyacinth seed, they'll spread, and I
Okay.
had I'm still working on them in some places, but I had a bluebell, and they'll seed like that, and then when the seeds grow, they'll form bulbs.
Okay. Wow.
The bulbs will also divide, so it's. But that's how in England the woods are full of bluebells, because they spread both ways.
Oh, okay. Okay. Wow. Good to know. Let's learn something new.
I'm full of trivia.
I wish that there was some dirt here. I have rocks.
Yeah.
My whole, well, even the park next door, it's all rocks. There's dirt, but it's rocky dirt.
You'd have to have raised beds or something.
Yeah, I don't know if there'd be any place. My sister built beds for her where she is, but she also has, she does have grass though in the front. She has grass. So, but she's the gardener, not me. Yeah. Anyway. Okay, well that sounds great to be able to get out and get some fresh air and maybe the dogs would cooperate and be supportive of them getting a little bit of fresh air and observing the world too. That could be awesome. So other than the flowers, what else could you maybe put around the house that would be reminders for yourself or of where do you go into having an anxiety issue? I mean, is it at the desk? Is it in the kitchen? Is it
It
over
can
to
be anywhere that I get sucked into it.
Okay.
But yeah, it's usually around clutter.
Okay. Okay. Well, that see now that, because that I'm thinking too that that the stagnant energy that's in there. So have you worked with Archangel Michael to suck the stagnant energy out of the places where you can't get to moving and clearing and organizing them yet? Okay. Well, if you have a moment when we complete, it
Do
can
that.
just be that quick, just closing your eyes and vision asking him to come, envisioning him sucking out all the stagnant energy of right there around your desk, right there in your craft room. I mean, you could probably 10 minutes tops, probably you could have
I
that
can
done.
even remember to ring my bell, which is standing there, and when I see it, it's so beautiful. I'll show you what it looks like. This was my China pattern.
Oh, wow. Oh,
It's
that's
Victoriana
beautiful.
Rose.
Oh, I couldn't hear it. Where's your microphone? Put it close to the microphone because it's not picking it up.
I don't know where the microphone is.
That's weird. I can't hear it. Oh, that's a that's like that. Oh my God, it's like I don't believe in Santa anymore. Because I'm doing it in a bell ring.
That's funny that you can't hear that. I wonder if it's the tone isn't picked, the resonating whatever it is isn't being picked up by the
I would say, oh, you know what? I'll bet your Zoom audio is probably set to block out noises, because when William was crying, I couldn't hear him crying. Like, it's like when Magic starts to snore, you guys can't hear him, you know,
That makes
because
sense.
it's blocking out all the other noise. When I did some kind of event and I used my singing bowl, I had to turn all that off because it wouldn't the microphone would not catch the sound of the singing bowl. So I'm sure that's what it is, that it's just blocking out all the other sound, but it's doing a good job.
Well, I have been looking at Larimar. It is spendy. But I really would like to get a bracelet like yours, and they're over $100.
The beaded bracelets are over $100. Okay, stop looking. I'm just going to tell you, that's what I'm mailing to you. I still haven't taken it to the post office yet, but well, I'll show it to you. Hang on. Yeah,
Okay, bless you. Anyway, the little round ones that I have would make great worry stones.
box to put it in to mail it. And I just haven't made it to the post office. Okay, so
It's
now it's also got, see, it's got the black tourmaline to help for grounding the energy,
and a
and it's
pearl.
got the
Did you
first
just make
bead.
that?
Yeah, I made this for you on Labor Day week or Memorial weekend. The first one is Blue Aventurine, and then there's three of the
Larimar.
Larimar, and then a blue venturing, because it's a very spiritual too. This is to help hold with your spirituality and connection with spirit. And it's one aventurine, three Larimars, an aventurine, three Larimars, and so that's what it is all the way around. And then the silver also helps to hold the energy too. So anyway, this is yours. I hope it's going to be the right size. I was guessing. I was guessing with myself. I
I have
think
pretty
it's,
small wrists.
well, that's what I thought. I didn't want to make it too big. And if it's not the right size, send it back and tell me if it needs to be bigger or smaller. But I'm guessing it's smaller would be the way it would need to go if it needed anything. But yeah, just a little bit of glue right there. I might want to stick a little bit more
Kate,
glue
it's
in there. But
gorgeous.
anyway, this is yours. And so as soon as I can get it mailed to you,
I will stop looking for bracelets. Yes. I really like the earrings I got.
Oh
And then
yeah, those are pretty.
I discovered that the PX carries it, so I might get some little studs to wear.
Oh
They're not
yeah.
very expensive.
That would be pretty. That would be really pretty. Yeah, I am. Now, and I got the Larimar. The colors are, they're just beautiful, because it goes from the light blue to a white. And yeah, I went through what I had and I picked out the ones I thought that were the prettiest that I had left.
So did you have some loose ones? Or
Well,
did you pick one apart that you had?
no, I bought a couple of strands a whole Man, a whole bunch of years ago. I don't know how long I've had them. And I had some left because I made these bracelets. Okay, baby.
Oh, I
I
didn't
made.
realize you made them yourself. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I make them. Okay. I make them myself. And I had gotten into doing that and I loved it. God, they're so fun, because, I got the books of, what are they called? The Crystal Bibles.
I think I have that.
Do you? Okay, I got those. And so then I knew what stones to put together. And I couldn't find locally, I could not find Larimar, but I ordered these on the internet, and I believe they are Larimar. I can feel their energy, so I believe they are. They're really beautiful. And anyway, you had been talking about it. I was going to make you a bracelet anyway for your birthday. And then when we started talking about Larimar, I thought, oh, that's the way to go. But I had to get some more of the glue. And it took a bit to get the glue because I kept forgetting to order it. Because it comes out in a needle. So you can stick it down. So you know what I'm talking about. So anyway, you got to stick, see the knot is in the silver bead because it's hollow. That's why there's a silver bead on them. But their silver is also very spiritual. So anyway,
And it's always, Larimar always seems to be set in silver, so.
oh yeah.
In the
Yeah.
jewelry.
Yeah.
But
Yeah, I don't.
the little pieces that I have will make great worry stones. That's
Oh.
one of the things that I read about. You know, it's a lovely worry stone.
Okay.
So.
Well, I thought I was going to be able to get this in the mail today, but my morning went by too fast, and then I had to get Magic to the groomer, and then the landlord was here, so it'll probably be.
I'm just thrilled that you did it for me. That will be extra nice that it has your energy in it.
Oh,
Seriously.
thank you. Well, I
Oh,
will let you know when I get it in at the, when it's left at the post office.
okay.
I will let you know so you can watch for it. Let me put it somewhere where it's safe. But anyway, yeah, I can't keep a secret. I can't do surprise. Christmas and birthdays and stuff are so hard for me because I want to let's do it now, instead of wait for whenever it
Yeah,
is.
I have a elastic the pink stone. I don't think it's pink jade. I think it's rose quartz.
Oh,
And
okay.
the elastic is it's too loose to wear.
Oh.
But my amethyst one is just is perfect.
Okay. Do you know how big it is? What the measurement is?
I could check.
It's okay. I think this will be good for you. I think it will, but
You want to know my wrist size? I've got a tape measure.
oh, okay.
It's not a sewing tape measure, but it still should be right. It looks like it is. Oh, come on. Under 7. Now, is this the beginning or is that? Yeah, that's the beginning. It looks like it's about 6.5, but I would wear it higher up on my wrist. So if it's 7, that's probably perfect.
Okay, I think it's 7.
Okay.
I was making them with the clasps, and I have some with the clasps that you do with the wire. I have some of those, but I take them off every day. I take them
Yeah.
off at night and I put them on in the morning, and it was a pain in the butt to be doing the clasps all the time. And so I changed all of mine to elastic.
Yeah.
So
Actually,
that's.
it looks like it's, well, I'm sure it will be fine. I have the little, it's a long piece of metal that you hold in your hand and it has a clamp on the end of it. And you put the end on it, hold it with this hand, and then you can fasten it with the right hand, but it's still tricky. I prefer elastic.
Do you? Okay. Well, I was just going to ask you if you prefer the clasp, I can change this out. I can
No.
before I send it. No? Okay.
I would
Okay.
prefer the elastic, but if you have, I was going to say, if you had one made with a clasp, I could make it work. But if you, that one's
Okay.
elastic, that's great.
Yep. Nope. I made that one specifically for you. I had to, this one, I don't know what happened. This is blue, the Louisie, the blue Louisie. I don't know how to pronounce that.
Lapis lazuli.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. One of them broke. One of the beads broke. And actually, two of them broke. So I needed to, restring it with new beads. So I did that at the same time. And then one of my black tourmaline ones was too small. So I restrung that and put a couple more on that. And I didn't realize that this one, this Larimar, see, it needs to be restrung because it's Landon liked to pull these, and I used to let him play with them. So and actually the knot's not even covered anymore. I had sent one to the gal that taught me HTML code. She's the sweetest thing ever. I just love her to pieces. And I don't remember why I sent it to her, but she goes, "Hey, this is going to sound silly, but I cannot find how you fasten this.
He did
Please
a good
tell me."
job.
And I said, "The silver bead is hollow." I said, "The knot is under the is in the silver bead, because then you can stick glue on it, you know." So it worked out really good. But anyway,
Oh, you are so sweet. Thank you so
oh well,
much. I will
you're
treasure
welcome.
it.
Well, you're welcome. I'm sorry I couldn't get it to you before your birthday, but I'm hoping that the angels get it to you on a day that it makes it special. So
It will. The day will be special because it arrives.
oh, okay. Great. Thank you. Was there anything else that you wanted to go over or talk about before we complete?
I've sent you a couple email updates on the website. Phaedra's looking to see if she can find the password for LinkedIn. She said we've never had a Dun & Bradstreet account, and for some reason, neither Pauline nor Carolyn can get into the to read the email. They can send email on the prayer team account, but they can't read it. They can't get
Okay.
into the inbox.
I you know what? I forgot, but I did see those. I did see those. And I had started responding to you and then saw what time it was to go to take Magic to the groomers. But I can tell you that's great that she maybe I'm glad she's looking for the password for the LinkedIn, because she can get that squared away. But the Dun and Bradstreet account, there is an account. You know, and it could be that because there's a number. There's the, I mean, they're list, you guys are listed. Now, since it says 1980, it could be that that's when it was created and it might have just defaulted to 1980. So who, you know, this could have been made years ago. But it is there. And I'll check to see that, make sure that they get that updated. But then I can also go in, you said it was 1976, not t 1980, right?
I
So
wonder if that's the other Unity, the Unity Family Church.
no, this is you guys' address. It's your address. And as for not being able to get into the prayer team, they're trying to get into that in the wrong, they're trying to use it the wrong way. And I will send them and to you. Let's see.
I don't know that you have
See,
their emails.
Carolyn. Carol, well, you forwarded her email. So, I will respond to both of you with the acts. Actually, the information is in that document that I sent you with the work I did. But you'll have to go and find it. I can just copy and paste it into this email and respond, and then they'll have it. Yeah, we got back from the groomers, and I fixed something to eat, and then the landlord showed up and I didn't get back over here to my desk. But I will send about that. And as for the Dun and Bradstreet, you know, I don't know who created that, but it's real. It's there. So we'll just keep it updated on what it's supposed to be. And I think that was that. Was that, was there anything else?
That's all I can think of.
Okay.
I'll email you if there's something else that pops up.
Okay. Awesome. I thought there was something else I was going to ask you, but I don't remember what it was about the church. Doesn't matter. I tell you, that little boy, you know that the picture we used of the little boy with the with his little Bible and he's laughing. I love that picture so much. That picture just brings such joy to my heart, you know. Every
Yeah,
time
it is
I can
joyful.
just think of it. I don't even have to see it. I just think of it. And it just feels so good. I just love it. Oh, did you get the email about with the links for the next 12 weeks of our sessions? Did you get that?
Since they updated my Microsoft in email. I keep losing. I can't find stuff. It's like it doesn't show up. I will search for it.
You know, I'll resend it, and I can also post those links and the link to your because I got all the recordings updated. They're
I
all
saw
in there.
that one.
Okay.
Maybe it's in the same email and I just
It
didn't
was in the
open it.
same email.
Okay, then I did get it. I just didn't click on it.
No, it's the links should have been in the email. So that you might have been looking at an old email. Because there
Okay.
was an old email that I sent that I had updated and all the recordings were online. And then last week I did and sent another email that they were all online, and then I had the links for the payment, whichever payment you wanted to use, in that email. And you may not have found that. You might have been looking at an
Okay.
old email. So I'll send that, and then I can also put it in the Messenger. But you also said you've been having troubles with Messenger too. Is that being better?
I don't think I've been having trouble with Messenger. Rachel couldn't, she had to uninstall it.
Oh, okay. So she hasn't
Oh, sometimes
reinstalled.
I can't, yeah, it glitches and I'll go to, there'll be an alert that there's a new email. And I'll go to it and nothing happens.
Okay.
But that might be a glitch with my tablet. I don't know. I'll ch yeah, it's easier to it's easier to work on my laptop on my desktop.
Yeah.
But it's happened a couple times. It's just weird.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's sometimes it feels like we're in Mercury retrograde all the time. And I think especially with all the sun stuff that's happening. I was watching a video a while ago about how the projections that are coming from the sun and how they're affecting the Earth's electromagnetic field, and that, you know, we could be having troubles with everything, you know, all the frequencies, you know, and plus what it's doing to our bodies. So we just want to really be gentle with ourselves. I know my friend, I have a friend in Florida who's been having not heart palpitations, but she's been having something to going on with her heart, and she started to get freaked out about it. And then she saw a post where this somebody had posted they worked in the in an ER, and people are just calling all the time with those same kinds of symptoms. She's going to go ahead and get it checked out. But you know, our bodies, everybody's body's trying to acclimate to what's coming in. And you know, just because we can't see it doesn't mean it's not there.
Absolutely.
I mean, look at 5G. When I moved here, you couldn't get 5G. And now my phone actually says 5G on it. So they must have gotten what was supposed to be happening to get that here. And I'm not crazy about that. Well, what are you going to do? There's nothing you can do. Nothing you can do. Okay. Well, I will forward that information, and then I will also respond to the email that came from Carolyn with the information that she can get in, because I actually have that pulled up. Because I went started looking at the Dun & Bradstreet. I thought, well, I'll give you the number, but I couldn't find the actual number. But there is a link. There is a
Okay.
link to it. So I'll go ahead and send you that link too, so you can see where it is, because it's definitely the Franklin address.
Okay.
So, but they're changing that. That's the folks that I met was messaging with. It took a while, because I don't think I was the only customer they were serving, because I was having to wait. But she was really friendly about it, you know, and said, even somehow the Dun and Bradstreet number came up, because she asked me what it was, and I said I don't have it. But then as we were talking, it came up, and I wish I should have pulled that number, but I didn't. I didn't pull what it was. But you'll see that it's Dun and Bradstreet website, and it is the Unity Church on Franklin. So, but like I say, they're going to update that.
Well, if it was created in 1980, Phaedra wouldn't have known about it. She was probably in junior high then.
Yeah. So
She was still in high school when I met her in 93, so.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Okay.
she might not know
Okay.
about it.
Yeah. Okay. All right, well, if anything
Oh,
comes
bless
up,
you.
let me know. Let me know. Okay, well, you have sending you lots of love,
Right back
and
at you.
I guess I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, bright and early.
Okay, sending you lots of love. I'll see you
Thanks,
soon.
Kate.
All
Take
right.
care.
All right. Bye-bye.